Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Du kannst abends ewig nach dem richtigen Film oder der richtigen Serie suchen. Oder wir erzählen dir eine Geschichte über einen Jungen. Sagen wir, er lebt unter einer Treppe. Er kann zaubern und geht in eine Schule für Hexerei und Zauberei. Dort kämpft er gegen einen Mann ohne Nase. Überhaupt passieren dort wilde Dinge. Erst glaubt ihm niemand, bis es dann doch alle tun. Verbring deine Zeit sinnvoll mit HBO Max. Streame Geschichten wie Harry Potter, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Superman und vielen mehr. Ab jetzt. HBO Max.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, fake doctor notes plus Hugh Hefner and Donnie Baker. All right after this.
Oh, God. He never gets this right in the live show.
Shut up.
Hi, Tom here. God knows I'm not perfect. I guess I can be difficult and sometimes perhaps a little demanding.
No.
Oh, sure, some might say tyrannical, but I don't get it. I try to be a nice guy, but lately it seems that everybody's pissed at me. My friends are pissed, my doctor's pissed, my mother's pissed, my lawyer's pissed, my waiter's pissed, and chick is pissed. Everybody's pissed at me, my banker's pissed, the band is pissed, my plumber's pissed, the fisher pissed, my barber's pissed, my brother's pissed.
It is very plain to see,
everybody's pissed at me,
I think we can all agree,
everybody's pissed at me.
Tom, you are an evil bastard. We're all pissed at you today.
I am sick of all your bitching. Here's a check. Go away.
Yeah. Your boss is pissed, your kids are pissed, your neighbor's pissed, your sister's pissed. We'll bet even God is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me. When I wrote my pissed off list, I'm sure there's someone that I missed, and that will probably make them pissed.
It is very plain to see,
everybody's pissed at me,
I think we can all agree,
everybody's pissed at me,
very justifiably,
everybody's pissed at me.
Your friends are pissed, your partner's pissed, your mother's pissed, your lawyer's pissed, your waiter's pissed, your dog is pissed,
everybody's pissed at me. Aging Michael Hunt. Aging Michael Hunt.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Across the way, equally gifted.
Oh?
Well, in the handsome department, sir.
I tell you who's not. Helen Hunt.
Yeah, why you got a problem with Helen Hunt?
Oscar winner.
Oscar winner for Starters.
Surfer.
She was terrific in that.
What on earth?
That piece of crap sitcom's coming back.
Mad about you?
And don't get me started on Reiser. I'm not speaking to him either.
So you're mad about them.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the I'm show. Mad about that.
Mr. Reiser featured in the new Kaminsky Method. Great show.
Great, yeah. Oh,
let's see, where was I before I was rudely interrupted? And I emphasize rudely. Oh, there's John. Oh, Christy Lee looks nice. Did you get your bangs cut?
No,
oh,
but thank you.
Rough weekend. Oh, okay, good. Mr. Pat Godwin right, is over there. Pat, we grabbed him between doctor's appointments.
That's not true.
What's the ailment this week?
There was no ailment. Oh, my son is with me.
Oh.
And got him for an extra day.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Now,
quite all of a sudden.
forgive me for something personal.
I'd have told that story. Tom would have told me to leave.
Look what just popped up on my screen. Look at that face. Just a little doggy. Got our new doggy. We'll get a picture of my little doggy.
What's her name?
Winnie.
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 She's Winnie.
Winnie?
Don't say it too loud. You'll run to the radio. Yes?
Pooh.
Do I get a treat?
There's only one Winnie, and it's Pooh.
What about Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years?
Pass. That's another.
What about Winnie Mandela?
Don't like her either. What, too smart?
They went to Harvard.
Winnie Mandela?
Yeah. Nelson's wife.
Well, no, ex-wife.
Yeah, Nelson was in jail for how long? They stayed married.
Time.
He gets out, divorced.
1 year.
Yeah, that's rough. Goes,
yeah.
Yeah, I have had
that jail sentence was pretty tough, but this chick.
Okay.
Yikes.
Helen Hunt won her Oscar for As Good as It Gets in 1997.
Very funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here are the nominees. Helena Bonham Carter for The Wings of the Dove. I don't know what
I saw it, and it was a fine performance.
Julie Christie for Afterglow.
Eh.
Judi Dench, A Dame. She's Royalty for Mrs. Brown. Didn't win. Helen Hunt beat her.
Never heard of the movie.
Kate Winslet in Titanic.
That's she didn't win?
Didn't win. Helen Hunt went won.
Apparently, Helen Hunt deserved it. An actress.
She was a normal woman. That's hard to be. That's hard to act normal.
I liked her in that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Frayed.
Somewhat unrelatable for you, I'm sure.
I heard on the set that if you lost anything, she was in charge of Lost and Found.
Oh, really? Oh,
you were supposed to go to Helen Hunt for it.
Wow.
You didn't want to talk about Helen Hunt.
And I didn't want to talk about Helen Hunt.
Best laugh of the morning.
Christy, what's happening over there?
Authorities in Louisiana say a woman who worked at a medical clinic has been arrested for selling fake doctor's notes to high school students so they could get out of class. According to news outlets, 52-year-old Belinda Gail Fondren was charged with filing or maintaining false public records. Vernon Parish Sheriff Sam Kraft says Fondren was selling medical excuses for $20 apiece. Two students at Evans High School in Evans, Louisiana, received excuses on 14 occasions. Deputies said a physician received a call from Vernon Parish School Board about the absence notes. He told deputies he didn't treat the students, nor did he authorize the excuses. Kraft says Fondren worked in a clerical position at the clinic.
Oh, yeah, well, I think the problem was the notes were legible.
Yeah,
that's a giveaway.
They couldn't be from an actual physician. Oh, can you get that?
Yeah, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh,
hey, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, Tom, you named your dog Winnie?
Yeah.
You probably sitting on $1 million right now.
Why is that?
Well, because you know all the laws and parks, you can't just let your dog dump and run. You could invent Winnie the Pooh bags and probably make $1 million.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Oh.
Winnie the Poop.
Your dog's already in the job market. Yeah. And Christy, for your information, I probably know more about faking doctor's notes to get out of school than anybody I know.
You know what? I actually agree with you for once.
Yeah.
Thank you. By the time I was in second grade, I could already forge my mom Phyllis's autograph for report cards, hall passes, and detention slips.
Really?
And the only reason I got caught the first time is because I used a brick red crayon. Swear to God. But this chick's first mistake, I think, was only charging $20 a note. You charge too little, you're going to get every Tom, Dick, and Tristan buying your notes. Then rumor gets around the school and you're busted. But if she charged like $100, then only the preppy kids could afford them. Uh-huh. And they know how to keep their mouths shut, you know. And even if they do talk, you got enough money to retain a decent public offender.
Uh-huh.
My friend who we'll call Kenny, he can forge anybody's signature. All he needs is a copy of the signature, a case of Red Bull. He'll stay up till he's got your signature pretty much perfect. He's like a tweaked out Bob Ross that ways. Swear to God.
What? I didn't know Bob
He's got
Ross
me out of jury duty by writing a note from my doctor telling the court I was infected with aggravated mud butt and that I couldn't sit more than 20 minutes at a time. I swear to God. Well, anybody that's been tubing in the detention bond behind boonies knows what mud butt's all about. And mock me all you want, but it's got me out of jury duty 14 times. They ain't never going to ask to see the evidence.
No.
You know, that's just adding another court date. But I'm glad it's starting to get to winter time, because there's nothing I like more than practicing forging names in the snow. I swear to God. I can do a perfect Pete Rose. Remember this, kids. If you're going to forge your parents' autograph like for a field trip, always use a pen. Always. Oh, matter of fact, I'm working on a fake note from my doctor right now.
Oh, good.
It's from my dick bastard boss. It says, "Dear Mr. Randy, to whom it may concern, please relieve Donnie Baker from all duties at work today and pay him a full day's honest wage. He's suffering from a rare and very contagious ailment that causes him to have explosive diarrhea and makes him appear to be intoxicated and irritated. I suggest you send him to the nearest strip club, give him $100 and $5 bills for his pharmacological medicine. Sincerely yours, signed Dr. Frederick Schwitz III. We'll make him Russian. I got to go.
All right. See you, Tony.
Dr. Frederick Schwitz.
There's a V in there.
Anytime you say explosive diarrhea, everyone's going to stay
Could
away.
We not talk about that today?
Why?
Oh, that's what Christie's
dog. My dog's been having it for 3 days. I'm tired of it. It's disgusting.
You're tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a poor little butt.
I can't imagine living through it. We've been hearing about it. Wow. Got to be tough. Yeah.
Paraformer Playboy.
I think we can pause briefly to make everybody feel good here. We've been working on my new cord.
God.
Are you
serious?
Kidding me?
I thought we were done
because. That's the James Bond cord, right? Okay. Yeah. I've just been working on
you
it.
Know,
just
give maybe this you should talk seconds. To my attorney, Josh. Maybe Mr. Arnold can put this into
better terms
you might be able to
just
understand.
Just listen to this. Here we go. Next. That was Duke trying one. Here we go. No. This cord is the D-bag.
D-B-A-G?
D-B-A-G. Hate it.
Interesting.
Looks like I'm right again. Nope, no one likes any of them.
It's not very pleasing to the ear.
No.
It kind of sounds flat.
Yeah, I got to get a new cord. I got to come up with one.
Not very pleasing to the ear. Well, this might be the Tom cord after all.
Christy.
A pair of former Playboy playmates claim they contacted the late Hugh Hefner during a seance.
How about that?
How about that? Bridget Marquette. Told TMZ Live.
How do you pronounce your last name?
I don't know. I'm going to say Marquette. Marquette.
You're getting close.
You're real close.
Marquette.
Getting closer.
There. Uh-huh. How would you pronounce that?
Well.
Marquette.
Marquette. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to call her Bridget.
Okay.
Told TMZ Live she and Holly Madison contacted Hefner during the seance on Halloween at Holly's house, which she claims is haunted, by the way.
Oh.
The seance was conducted with the help of a so-called psychic medium. Ms. Bridget Marquette said they learned the spirit of Playboy's founder regularly checks in on Holly Madison. You know, she was one of the three original girlfriends.
Gosh. I saw Holly Madison in person.
In Vegas.
Yeah, not at the show. I was walking down the hall.
Blackjack table?
And she was walking down the hall with her little dog.
Aww. Huh.
And as we passed, I just said, "Hi, Holly Madison." And she said, "Hi."
Great story.
Both Daves?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Hi, Tom Griswold. Oh, wow. Hi, Holly Madison.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Hefner died, about a year ago or a year or so, a couple of years ago. Do you think anybody at his funeral said, "He's in a better place now"?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so. Yeah.
And didn't he get buried, isn't he in a whatever you call
sarcophagus? Right?
Is he face down?
I don't know about that.
He's in a mausoleum.
Whatever.
Right. What's in a sarcophagus? Or are all his private videotapes? They buried at sea.
Yeah, that's right.
You could find those, and I believe by maritime law, they're yours. His private.
I think they would be ruined. Wouldn't they?
Did they take the time and trouble to digitize them, or is it just all you have to? Find
that's a good question.
Have to find an old VCR, get the seawater.
Probably
out of
be
them.
Worth it.
I don't. Really
the people want that he would have on there.
I don't really want to see what Mr. Hefner is doing.
See Hugh Hefner going at it with Holly Madison?
No, maybe.
I'm sorry. So get back. So these
James
two
Conn,
these
Gay
two
Boy
women are famous. Are these the women that were living with him when he was an old man?
Holly was one of them.
Holly was one of them. I don't know about this Bridget lady. Yeah. I know it's Holly and Kendra, and I don't remember who the third girl was.
Neither do I.
So is this going to be a TV show or something, contacting Hef and the...
Oh!
I mean, it sounds like...
Why not? We got Man versus Bear.
Playboy Afterlife?
Oh, there you go.
I think it would be the... That's good. I was thinking The Ghouls Next Door.
Oh, yeah.
Also good.
But we'll see. again, Mr. Hefner, no one said he's in a better place now. he went out on top.
He sure lived.
Seriously, isn't he?
So your contention is that Marilyn Monroe is buried underneath him, but he's buried face down so he can.
I thought I heard that. I believe he famously bought the
man. I hope it's true.
Slot either next to her or above her. I mean, it probably was humorous at the time, but can you be put in a casket upside down? Is that permissible?
I'm sure you could.
I guess it doesn't really matter. It's probably no less comfortable.
Yeah. I like sleeping on my belly. Maybe I'd like spending eternity on it.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wonder if they ever turned the Playboy Mansion into a haunted mansion for Halloween.
Oh, I bet they had crazy Halloween parties.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Oh.
Bridget, by the way, was one of the three.
She was
original. Okay. The three girls in the show.
So now that their money, their ticket, if you will, is their meal ticket is deceased, they've got to come up with something.
I got to give half. He had a look. He liked a certain look. That's for sure.
Blondes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, reconstructed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, boy, that'd be weird if the first person to come back from the dead in a long time was Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
That would really change everything. Do you want more seed?
What does that mean, you think?
What are you talking about?
What? Somebody, I'm tired. Somebody do something.
This would be a great... Tom, please leave the room, and then the rest of us go, so what do you think he meant?
What do you think he meant by that?
I think man seed, probably.
No, I know, but why?
I don't know that.
Why would you... So I'm assuming you thought that would be funny. In your brain, you said, this will be funny.
No, I thought that Hugh Hefner famous, I think, for his seed production, I'm assuming.
Okay, yeah.
Over the years.
I bet he watched a lot.
Yeah, maybe sat back and smoked a pipe.
Yep.
A little lazy boy.
I don't think
drinking a Pepsi, smoking a pipe.
Heard about his size.
Yeah. Flip her over now. Yeah. All the just gave instruction.
Yeah. Direct. Yeah, it's directing.
She describes sex night in the book.
Holly's book.
No, I read an excerpt.
What is?
James Joyce's Ulysses had been taken out of the library.
I finished it for the jest, and I thought
I got Holly Madison's book.
Were there drugs involved? And I mean,
yes, absolutely.
The erection type drugs,
And he liked watching a certain type of pornography before he started.
What was it?
It was homosexual.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah. It's in the book.
Right, that got him going. Yep.
That sounds like a fake controversial thing you'd write for about a dead guy.
Well, yeah, someone who can't defend themselves.
Right. I'd like to see some
homosexual boys or girls?
Men.
Really?
You know what? If you're around that many, that might just be a gateway. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is when you can have sex with anybody ever,
what turns you on?
Don't
anymore?
You then get more and more extreme? So maybe that would be...
I like
all
to
he
watch
had left.
Women. Yeah.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Tom's going to say something uncomfortable.
I like to watch women in overalls grilling steak.
Well, that's the only thing left.
What turns me on.
That does sound pretty hot.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love, and the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.